is the award-winning podcast from A History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. While you're there, consider becoming a partner with us by clicking on the partnership section. Be a part of something big. Make an eternal difference today as you, together with us, bring the message of faith to the world. Together, we can do far more than any of us could ever do alone. And lastly, get on our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. This ministry is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation, and your giving is tax deductible. Now, without any further ado, let's welcome the host of this broadcast, Christina Sasso.
Hello, listeners. How are you today? This is Christina sitting with you for a new Godcast. I feel like I have a couple of things to tell you today or share with you. I'm going to see how it develops. I have a rough idea of where I want to go, but we're leaving room for the Holy Spirit to guide me. This actually might become more than one Godcast just because I might actually run out of time because it might develop as we go along. But the first thing I wanted to talk to you about is one of the emails that we got and we read for the Q&A for May, at the end of May, the beginning of June. It really, really did affect me. I really just was so, so blessed by it, encouraged by it. It just amazed me. And really the thing that amazed me about it was how much God pursues us, how he pursues us when we are lost and out there on our own, trying to figure the world out on our own, trying to figure out our purpose in life and the meaning of life. And he's out there, Jesus is out there just wooing us and trying to get our attention and sending the Holy Spirit to make divine appointments. And it's just amazing to me how much and how hard he will pursue each and every one of us. And I've heard people tell me different things. I had a dear friend who has since passed away who felt that God was just like this chess player in heaven and we were just the pawns or the chess pieces, that he would just move around willy-nilly according to his whim. Now, some people have this impression of God as, yeah, they believe there's a God, but he has no interest in us. I don't know what he's thinking. I guess he's up in heaven, you know, having cake or potato chips, and we're just an afterthought. Well, I guess I can understand how people believe that because they have a lack of knowledge. But once you understand the word and once you understand the relationship, if you have a relationship, you develop a relationship, you understand how that can't possibly be, because there's clear evidence in our lives of how much he loves us. And I also have friends who are atheists, who don't believe there's anything, that believe that the Bible is just a collection of myths and there's no hard evidence and so on and so forth. But I can see the Holy Spirit reaching into their lives and touching them. And I just keep praying that breakthrough, that they're going to be just totally overwhelmed by God's love. So I'm going to read the email again. So in case you missed that Godcast, it'll refresh you and you don't have to go back and try and find it. But it was for the last Q&A, and so here it is. It was from one of our listeners, Living or Dead, 1980. I was attending a high school reunion. I took the train to the reunion. The train ride was approximately 90 minutes. So I was listening to the podcast episode called The Shack Review with Christina and Frank on my phone. As I was listening, the audio was only coming through one earbud. I was so annoyed because I just purchased these particular earbuds. I loved the episode and have since seen the movie. Loved it too. Thank you for the review. I love Frank and Christina's input so much. Anyway, as I'm listening, I noticed a Hindi man sitting across from, and he's clearly upset about something. He's crying. I'm embarrassed to say I tried ignoring him by closing my eyes, and then finally, I couldn't bear it any longer. I took my earbuds out and turned my phone off. I quietly asked the man if he was okay. He said, "I am now." I said, "Oh, okay then." He then told me how much he enjoyed listening to those two people talk about God. I asked what he meant. He told me he could hear what I was listening to. Upon closer inspection, I noticed my earbud jack wasn't plugged into the phone all the way. That's why the sound was only coming through one ear. He was listening to the podcast. I asked him why he was crying. He said because all his life he'd been searching for God, that he was told since he was a little boy that there are many gods and not just one, and that he never really believed that. When I heard that woman say, "God loves people who are Hindi, he loves them," do you think God would use a Hindi word to reach out to someone who understood that language? There's not one God in the entire Hindi faith that is personally involved with a man. I'm proud and humbled at the same time to say that I wound up leading this man to Jesus right there on the train. I'm not part of a church, so I had nowhere to invite him, but I did plug him into this ministry. His name is, and I'll leave his name out, but his name is here, so we pray for him. So if he gets in touch, you'll know his story. He was excited to start listening to more podcast episodes. Thank you, Jesus. And I just loved that. I loved that email so much, because talking about God pursuing someone, if you look at that and you just break it apart and you see how many things had to line up so perfectly in order for that person to be on that train at that time, when that person was there questioning the very thing that we had to be happened to be talking about on a podcast. It's just amazing. It's like when people talk about the Big Bang Theory and how, you know, evolution and all this other stuff. It's so ridiculous. First of all, if you know anything about science, things left to their own devices, things left on their own, do not become more organized. They become less organized. They become chaotic. Have you ever seen a plowed field and then come back in a year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Does the field look more plowed and neater, or does it look, if it's left to its own devices, does it look overgrown, ramshackle, weeds, trees, bushes? It becomes more chaotic. It doesn't get less chaotic and orderly. Just look at the human body. If you're a scientist or you're a biologist or you have any kind of medical experience, or if, even if you remember your high school biology and you think about how all the organs work together, how the cells work together, how the nucleus works, how the DNA works, how it lines up, how the proteins are made. It's amazing. It's an amazing organized system working with other organized systems to also work with the environment that that organism lives in. It's like, how is this just something that happened to form? It's like there was a master plan and there was a master creator who organized all these things to create life as we know it. So just getting back to this email, how much God loved this one individual man. If you don't think God loves you, just look at this one story in a world of millions and millions and millions of stories. This is just one example of how much God pursues one single man. So you have this one person sitting on a train, happening to be there at the same time that this Hindi man is. And he just happens to be listening to the podcast where we talk about the shack, where we got an email addressing the very thing about the name of the Holy Spirit being a Hindi name. And I'm addressing that particular question at that particular time, and my answer saying that God would love people who are Hindi, that he loves them, that God would use a Hindi word to reach out to someone who understood that language. And the fact that this person's earbud was just enough out of his phone so that the person who happened to just be sitting at the seat across from him could hear it. I mean, all these different things lining up. the fact that he was on that train at that particular time, that is mind-boggling. To try and arrange those different aspects of the day to line up. I mean, all of us know when we're trying to plan a day, how sometimes daunting that task can be because there's so many details that have to be put into place. And meanwhile, everything just lined up perfectly. Why? Because God was pursuing this one Hindi man. Because this one Hindi man was crying out and God heard his cries and God answered his prayers. Why are you any different? If you're out there thinking that God is some kind of omnipotent being sitting in heaven with no thought to you at all, you are absolutely wrong. God is pursuing you. And I would challenge you to examine your life and look at different situations where maybe you didn't give it enough attention, where God has been trying to reach you in some way. Maybe it's a billboard. Maybe it's a TV show. Maybe it's a person talking to you online. Maybe it's a photograph. Maybe it's a song. I don't know. God will use anything to grab your attention and woo you to him because he loves you that much. He will move heaven and earth to get you aligned with his plan so that you can live a fulfilled, happy, meaningful life. That's how much he loves you. He wants to spend eternity with you. He wants to sing and dance with you. And I just want to back this up with scripture. And I am actually not going to read all these scriptures to you. I'm going to give you the opportunity to search these scriptures out for yourself. But here's just a couple of them. All of these are in the New Testament. Doesn't mean they're not in the Old Testament. It's just I just happened to find a few for you today in the New Testament. Okay. John 15:9. As the Father has loved me, this is Jesus speaking, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Again, Jesus talking, because he lays his life down, and he laid his life down for us, and he calls us friends. Of course, one that you would probably be familiar with is John 3:16. And that one says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Just draw your attention to God so loved the world. It doesn't say God so loved believers. It doesn't say God so loved the righteous. It doesn't say God so loved the people that never sin. No. It said God so loved the world, meaning the world in all its sin and all its depravity. He loved his creation. He loved his people. And because he loved people, his creation, he sent his one and only Son so that we would not perish, but have eternal life. And he did not send his Son to condemn the world, but to save the world through Jesus. That's such an awesome scripture. And people just kind of gloss over it a lot. It's so deep and so meaningful. Romans 5:5. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. He's also given us the Holy Spirit. Then we also have Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So that goes back to John 3:16. He so loved the world while we were still sinners. He still demonstrated his love for us and sent Jesus to die for us in our mess, not our perfection. Romans 8:35-39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, another one that you can look up on your own is Ephesians 2 and 4, and you can continue even beyond 4. Ephesians 3:18, 1 John 3:1, 1 John 4:7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So it wasn't even that we love God and we were pursuing him. No, he loves us and pursues us. So again, I challenge you, if you're doubting who God is and what he's about, look first of all to Jesus, because Jesus came to tell us and show us God's character. God is love, and everything that that love encompasses: goodness, prosperity, reconciliation, wellness, health, salvation, success. Think of every good thing that a father who loves his children would want. That's love. And everything that would be evil is not of God. So again, it's up to you, but I'm throwing down the challenge. Check it out for yourself. And you know what? Just like God honored this man in this email, him crying out, he knew that there was something more. And all his life, his family, I guess, in his particular culture, were telling him, no, 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 God is not interested in you. But somehow he felt that pull. Well, then, if God will do it for this man, he'll do it for you too. Ask him. Cry out to him. Call out to him. And he will, I guarantee it, show himself to you. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that spoke to somebody out there. Even if it spoke to one person, then amen to that. So before I close out, I just want to also remind you to check out our podcast network. It's kind of new, and we're excited about it. Go to ahistorywithgod.org, and there's a different podcast for every day of the week. So there's something, I think, kind of for almost everybody. We have something for kids. We have something for women. We have something for men and women. So feel free to just check it out, rummage around through it. I'm sure you're going to find something that you really, really enjoy, and you're going to enjoy listening to. So remember, we love you. God loves you. Yes, he does. And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.